It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and Elise Corey is here. She is the owner of Travelwise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm excited to welcome back our guest again, Wendy Moriarty. She is the Regional Sales and Marketing Director for Oceana Cruises. Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me here today.
Of course. Welcome back. We want to talk about our next KSRO culinary cruise. These are so popular that even before we get on our cruise, we're planning our next one because it's so exciting. And we, of course, have Chef John Ash, who is fabulous, who will be our guide on this tour and take us on our culinary adventures. The next one is happening. It's the Adriatic Awakening from Athens to Venice, 9 days in October of 2020. But now is the time to plan your trip, right?
Well, the best time to plan in advance is because you can get the cabin that you want in the location that you want. Plus, the best part is you can start making payments.
Exactly.
You
so
make
smart.
Your deposit, and then every month you say, charge my card, $100, $200, whatever it is. And by the time it comes to final payment, you're paid up.
And it seems like it's free.
Exactly. So why did we select this particular voyage to take?
Well, I was looking for something that was unique. I was looking at something where we can experience a country more. Mm-hmm. And I think that Greece is one of those countries that everybody dreams about, that one day I'm going to go to Greece. It's one of those. And this is not only going to one place in Greece, we're going to 4 different cities in Greece. So if you want to be a beach bum in October when all the crowds are gone, this is the nice part about it, because all this summer there's going to be less children on this because everybody's back in school.
Right.
A lot of the locals come out again because the tourists are gone.
Right.
So what you're going to meet are locals. But if you're a beach bum and you want beaches and you want beautiful water, this is what everybody imagines in their mind. So I thought Greece would be good. And I liked a lot of the diversity. I mean, you'll get, for your history buffs, you'll get Ephesus.
Yes, I was just thinking about the Colossus, right?
I mean,
and Rhodes as well. I mean, there's so much there.
There's so much history.
Yeah.
Besides being a beach bum, you know, there's history, there's water, there's sailing. When you think about the movie, it's escaping me about that was just out, and I'll think about it. It'll come back to me. But, you know, you think about sailing boats and fishing villages and meeting locals and beautiful white buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And delicious, amazing Greek cuisine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My big fat Greek wedding.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you think about places like that, and you're seeing the experiences. But a lot of us, we watch a movie, but it's a completely different experience as when you're there. We were talking about this when we were right before the show started, and we were saying, you know, there's certain things you don't account for that you encounter when you're there. Yes, you can look at the tour. I want this tour, that tour, this tour. But what you see in a different way, and we have Kathy Slack is here, and she was on our last cruise, and she's our guru of KSRO, should I say. And we were just talking about a great experience we had in Monte Carlo, and I'll let Kathy tell you a little bit about that too.
Well, we were walking around the docks and seeing the yachts, and the yachts that had small yachts on top of them and helicopters on them. And you don't see that here in the Bay Area, really.
No.
And this one yacht that had an infinity pool in it. It's mind-blowing. And then we're walking around and we see this older gentleman walking a little French pug. And it was just so cute.
Yeah. And those kinds of experiences and things that you're going to see are not ones that you expect or planned for, but they make such a difference and they stick in your memory, right?
They do. And even like I was telling Wendy about this one evening when we were in Monte Carlo, and I went to the Terrace Cafe after dinner to go have dessert. and we get our dessert and we go outside and sit on the deck. And I have this multi-billion dollar view on my phone. It was at night and there's a yacht down below us, but then there's all of the lights of all of Monte Carlo. And I'm just imagining that we're going to see something like that in Venice when we're docked there, and maybe some of the other ones where we're leaving. Like at 8 p.m., we're leaving from Croatia, so maybe we'll, see these where the lights come up and you're outside having dessert overlooking this.
Yeah. So romantic and cool. I love it.
It is.
You know, and this cruise is really, people say, I don't want to be, on a boat stuck, but you're in port. Mm-hmm. And for those people who don't understand what cruising is about, this is more about an experiential type of cruising because you're really in the port all day long.
Right.
And the nice part is when you come back, you have all your creature comforts, to the higher level, should I say, great food, comfortable, good attention. But if you're thinking of just being in port, rushing in and out, you're not. You're in there all day. The biggest challenge we're going to have is when are we going to have the culinary
right.
center? Because I'm looking at the times.
So
and
many
I'm like,
days in port. Yeah.
7 a.m.? No, that won't work. I'm like, wait a minute. When are we going to do it? Because that's the biggest issue that we have. Because like Kathy said, we're not leaving port till 7 or 8 p.m. So you're there. You can go see some sights, come back, have lunch, change your clothes, and then go back out.
And there's so many wonderful port excursions built into this. Wendy, can you tell us sort of how someone goes about planning what kinds of things they want to do at each port?
Well, one really nice thing about Oceana Cruises is that we put all of our shore excursions on our website 240 days prior to departure. So you have a lot of time to plan. Mm-hmm. We also have a program, it's called the O-Life Choice, where on this particular cruise, you actually can have included two shore excursions already included.
Love it.
So you can go and look at the list and see what shore excursions you can choose from and then know what kind of things you want to put together. But another nice thing about us, and that's why we know our clients, they want to touch, feel, and experience where they're traveling to, is that we have free shuttle service in most ports of call. So you're not doing an actual shore excursion and you want to kind of tour like a local, go do your own thing. Well, guess what? We're going to have someone, as you're getting ready to get off the ship, they're going to have maps right there for you. Mm. And we're going to have free shuttle service getting you into that city center.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I was looking at some of the different options just for the first couple of places where we're in port for our Adriatic Awakening, Athens to Venice in October of 2020. And in Rhodes, of course, there's so much great history. But one thing that I saw that looked really fun was a chance to go into a family restaurant with the culinary tour director, not with Sean, John Ash, but with a director from on board who will then show you how they make these wonderful family tradition recipes.
Yep.
You get a chance to sample food. You get a chance to actually make some food, have lunch then with Greek wine, and all the different options are explained to you and why those dishes are traditional.
Yep.
And then you get to go back on board. I mean, just that alone, I would be so excited to do something.
It is
like
one
that.
Of the most funnest things I've ever done. It's called a culinary discovery tour. And those of you that are listening and that want to go on this particular cruise, you need to know that these are limited to 12 to 15 guests.
Oh,
so it's very exclusive, so much fun.
Yeah.
And to really be with that chef and go into someone's home and see how things are made. Sometimes we'll even pick up things along the way and bring it back on the ship and do an actual hands-on cooking class together on the ship. So,
so exciting.
Those are very exclusive and really special.
Well, that would be at the top of my list.
mine too. And I can tell you, I did it one time in Istanbul, and it was amazing learning about all of the different spices, the history of spice coming, into our world and everything else. It was a pinch me moment for sure.
Yeah. And also, I mean, if you're into wine, going to Greece, they know a little bit about wine. They've been doing it for, you know, thousands of years.
Just a little bit. And, you know, one thing I do want to say about Oceania that's very unique to us is that as you're sailing with us, when you get off in these ports of call, if you see that bottle of Greek wine or Italian wine or some special aperitif, you can bring it right on board that ship. We're not going to take it away from you.
Really?
No, we're not. And you can enjoy that complimentary in your stateroom. You would pay a corkage fee just like
sure.
you would in any
like
restaurant.
Yeah.
But we know our guests. They want to experience
of
and
course.
Bring things on board. So it's a little unique with us. So that's another thing that you need to keep in mind.
Nice. Another reason to join us on our next KSRO culinary tour. It's happening in October of 2020 on the beautiful Marina, which is one of the ships with Oceania Cruises, Athens to Venice, 9 days. Imagine yourself on board. Imagine yourself relaxing, seeing all of the amazing scenery, getting to have these wonderful experiences that really are going to enrich your life, not just at that time, but thinking about it afterwards. Travel really changes you and changes your worldview. And being able to have these kinds of experiences really enriches the rest of your life. So it's definitely worth it. Let's talk a little bit about how much it costs to go on the cruise.
Well, here's the most amazing thing on it. We have pricing starting at $27.98 a person, including air.
Including your airfare.
Including air. I just was checking airfare for some people for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking $1,500 to $1,600 on coach air alone. So let's say it's $1,600 and this is $27.98. It's 9 days. It's a little bit over $100 a day for all the food you can eat. It's like think of a luxury hotel room with service, or it's more like a resort setting. I would say for all those people who think of what is cruising, it's a resort at sea.
Right. And the wine that you get with dinner and with lunch.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, you try and find a place that's going to be $100 a day for the high-end luxury that Oceania has. And you don't have to worry about your transportation
right.
from port to port.
Yeah.
It's such, I mean, I can't see why people aren't breaking down the door saying, I'm in, I want now. I have to sign up right now. I mean, you think about it and you pay it off. What we're looking about, it's going to be probably 6 months before we'll be final payments. You have at least 12 months to make payments on, you know, the deposit's $750 a person. So you do the numbers there. You're looking at, what, about a little over $100 a month? I mean,
That's totally
doable. And
plus
to be with us, our extended KSRO family,
yes.
It's priceless.
And to be with Chef John Ash.
Yes, Chef John Ash.
That's going to be so, so special.
He is the best guy ever. We're going to talk a little bit more about that aspect of it. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays. And if you want to get in on this, you really should. Our group keeps growing because everyone is having so much fun on these culinary tours. But you got to reserve your space now. As Elise said, it's just a small deposit. That $750 will reserve your space so you can join us on our next KSRO culinary tour. Send an email to Elise at ksro@travelwise.net. ksro@travelwise.net. We'll be right back. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
The Polyclass Foundation is dedicated to building strong children through prevention programs focused on social media safety. Hi, it's Rainey with the Polyclass Foundation. Every day, at-risk children are lured online by adult predators who convince them to run away from home. We can stop this cycle by building strong children through knowledge and education. If you're a teacher of junior high school students, give us a call. We'll come to your school and present a social media safety training that works. The Polyclass Foundation relies on your generosity and vehicle donations to sustain our work, from prevention to the recovery of victimized kids. If you have a vehicle you no longer need, give us a call. We make donating easy, and you'll receive the maximum tax deduction. Help us keep kids safe and bring missing children home. Call the Polyclass Foundation today at 707-769-1334 or go to polyclass.org. Thanks for your support.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Welcome back to Travel Tuesdays. I'm Michelle Marquis, and we've got the whole gang in here to talk about how much fun it is to go on a cruise with your buddies from KSRO with Chef John Ash. We have Wendy Moriarty here. She is Regional Sales and Marketing Director for Oceania Cruises. And let's talk a little bit more about that O-Life, because I think this is a very special program that you have with Oceania. How does that work?
Okay, so you get your choice, and your choice would be either two shore excursions per person, and there's a list that you can choose from, or $200 shipboard credit per person that you can kind of use any way you want. Another great value is you get a drink package. Now, that drink package is a value of $40 a day per person. It gives you wine and beer with lunch and dinner. My suggestion would be to pay the upcharge of $20 per person per day. So that'd be $180 per person to give you premium liquor, wine, and beer 24/7. So you want to have that Bloody Mary first thing in the morning and have that late night martini or whatever. You can do that.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And so that's those are your three options. So you really pick, you know, choose what speaks to you.
Right. And the price that we talked about, this is not, there's a limited number at that price.
Oh, yes.
Right?
And it's actually already sold out. The lowest price cabins on, if you looked at Oceania Cruises, are all gone.
Oh.
They're all waitlisted. We have some space held, but extremely limited.
Okay.
But we still have some great prices starting at $27.99 with air, and then it goes up from there. And usually on Oceania, they sell from the highest priced cabins and the lowest, and then they sort of meet in the middle.
Okay.
For
true.
Some reason. Yeah. And it's because some people know they're regular travelers and they know they want this suite and this location, and they just book that all the time, but there's limited space. You won't see it online, and because it's not online doesn't mean we don't have it or that maybe we can't finagle something.
Yes.
We're really good at finagling.
It's good to know people like Elise. She can get what you need.
Tenacity.
Exactly. So what is it like to travel with Chef John Ash?
Oh my goodness. Well, he has the heart of a teacher. And so when you're taking a class from him, he's funny, he doesn't talk down, he talks real to you, and you actually learn and get to taste something amazing. Mm. Like, I never had made sabayon before and got to make it with Chef Ash. So we felt like we could go home and make this gourmet meal after working with him in that cooking class.
Yeah. And this was an onboard cooking experience. So you kind of feel like you've got your own little cooking show, right? Because you got your
own place.
Except the view is beautiful. You see, I mean, you're looking, all of a sudden you're looking, you're cooking, and then you stop and you look out the window and go, oh my God, look what's there. You know, it's just,
wow.
It's really good. Plus, we had great wine with it. And you know, some people say it's a little too early to drink in the morning, but you're on vacation. So, you know, it's not like
it
you have to be functional.
It was 12 o'clock somewhere.
Right.
Right. Can you describe a little bit more of this culinary sort of stations that you have on board?
Yes. So we were the first cruise line to really ever put this into place. And it's limited to 24 guests, two people to a station. everything you make, you eat, and you get to take the recipes home with you. And Chef Ash works together with our culinary team. They work out what exactly he's going to be teaching you. It is the real deal. I mean, it's got the big TVs and where you come and watch and see what he's doing. Meanwhile, there's little sous chefs walking around helping you chop some extra things if you need help with that. Okay. You're wearing a little chef's hat and your apron and it is just an absolute blast.
Everything is pre-measured and set up in order for you, just like on TV.
Yeah.
I wanted to take them home.
Very nice.
I mean,
very
and you cool. have a you have a sink, you have a burner,
yes.
you have knives which and cutting boards, and you know, you have everything, mm-hmm. and it's really very convenient.
And also, if you want to take additional classes on top of that, we'll be teaching classes throughout the entire sailing.
Oh, great.
Some are geared around the ports that we're traveling.
Yeah.
Others are geared around the restaurants that we have. And we have restaurants. We have an Italian restaurant. We have a steak and a chop house. We have an Asian fusion restaurant from recipes that actually some of them come from the slanted door.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and then with Jacques Pepin, we have French restaurant on board. So you can take classes also on top of being with Chef Ash, take additional classes while you're sailing with us.
Mm, so much fun. And, of course, it's nice that you get to have your little wine or cocktail while you're doing that.
And that's always well, going to be included.
You know, the other thing which they have besides being culinary is if you're an art person, there's a little art studio.
Really?
That you can, which I know Michelle lit up like a light bulb here. You can take classes. There's watercolors and things. I'm not the best artist in the world. I'm great at stick figures, and that's about as far as it goes from there. But to really learn techniques, and that's offered on several times, and you can sign up for that.
It
that's
is,
also
and it's
limited.
Complimentary. Mm-hmm. And I always encourage people to go and visit the Artist's Loft sooner than later, because mm-hmm. you can create two or three different projects. Sometimes we'll have a husband and wife team on board where one of them is teaching art, and the other one might be teaching you what do you do with an iPhone, or how do you work with your iPad, or I had one guy that was teaching Photoshop.
Oh, really?
It was standing room only. You got to learn how to edit, how to crop. It was so much fun.
Oh,
and
that's
all
very cool.
Complimentary.
Wow. Yeah. See, I would do that at the beginning and bring my little sketchbook with me and then go out into port and all these places, and I would be drawing all the statues and the architecture.
There's
and stuff.
So much to draw.
Oh, it'd be so much fun.
You need to like 3 months on board, I think, Michelle.
Exactly. Sign me up. I'll do some classes too, and I'll just stay on board for you. Oh, so much fun. So our Adriatic Awakening, there is a reason that we chose this. Chef Ash generally has a really good input and idea about what he wants to do and places that he loves to visit. Not only is he a great teacher and a great chef, but he loves traveling. He absolutely loves it and experiencing new places. And that's one thing that you're going to get to share with him, his love for travel, his love of discovering new things, great food, cultural food. So I think this is going to be really, really fun.
And besides Greece, we're also visiting Montenegro. And we're going to Croatia and ending in Venice. So you have the best of
the Mediterranean.
All
the,
I mean,
exactly,
it's just like it's just an amazing dream, I think, come true for many people to have. This is a fabulous itinerary, plus the time in port is spectacular.
Right.
So you're really going to get the experience of the area that you're in. You're not just, oh, I'm in there for 5 hours and I'm in and out. You know, it's both. The sad part is you may not get to sit on the cruise ship that much because you're going to want to go in port more. That's the only
true.
And it's like, how do you do that? Because the ship is so beautiful.
It is.
It's probably the most beautiful ship I've ever seen.
How large is it? How many guests are on
1,250 guests with a crew of 800.
Whoa, okay.
So really high service levels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
so,
nice.
So you're not, 1,250 is small. These, you know, is considered small these days.
Yeah.
Anything I say under 1,500 is small.
Yeah, yeah. And I also think that it's exciting because some of these places that we're visiting, where we start in Athens, we go to Rhodes, Ephesus, Santorini, Corfu, all these different places, Venice, to be able to see these from the ship.
And to be able to overnight in Venice and
to
watch that city come alive and to tour like a local. That's really special.
Yeah. So now is the time to really commit to this. Don't put it off. We've talked about this before, Elise, so many times that people say, well, someday I'm going to take a trip. Someday I'll do that one big trip that I really want to take. But they never take any active steps to actually make it happen. This is the one to do.
You know, when you're 20 years old, you say, oh, I'll get there someday. And when you're 30, you say, oh, yeah, I still have time. I'll get there someday. But you know what? A lot of us who have the ways and the means and the time, someday's here. Right. You know, it's not like you can put it off for another 50 years. You have to think of it that way. And also, while you're able to walk around and get an experience, you have to be able to, you know, you don't know what's going to happen to you in the world, what kind of cards you're going to be dealt, should mm-hmm. I say. So while you're able to, get on board. See why this is our fourth annual cruise, because we're building our extended KSRO family, and a lot of the people who've been on it keep coming back because it's so much fun, and you're with local friends, and you can't help but have a good time.
Yeah,
because you always run into someone you know.
Sure, and even if you've never been on this cruise, you know, with these people before, they'll become your friends.
Oh yeah, overnight.
Yes. So don't worry about feeling like an outsider. That'll last through the first drink, and then you're fine. Then you'll have everybody on board, and you'll be good pals, and be planning for the next trip. So the best thing to do is just to send you an email.
Send me an email to ksro@travelwise.net, mm-hmm. ksro@travelwise.net, Wise has a Z, or give me a call at 707-935-WISE or 707-935-9493. I'd be happy to send you the information. Yeah. We can get you going. We can work out the installment plans, however you want to do it. We can arrange a pre, a post, but I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this, but there's limited space,
right.
And they're going to take it away if we, you know, pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to get going with it.
So now's the time to reach out. And also keep listening here to Travel Tuesdays, because we're going to give you opportunities, mm-hmm. even before the trip happens, to meet and mix and mingle and meet Chef John Ash, learn more about the wonderful place we're going to visit, have fun together, meet your fellow travelers.
And Chef Ash is going to be with us talking about, we'll have a surprise event,
good.
But you have to listen to KSRO to find out where exactly and when it is.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Wendy, for coming in.
Thanks so much for having
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Kathy. And of course, thank you, Elise. We will be back very soon here on KSRO. The free